This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including, Jones, Luka Doncic making his L.A. Lakers debut. He and LeBron playing together for the first time. Luka, 14 points, 5 boards, 4 assists in just 24 minutes, but the Lakers blew out the Utah Jazz, a sad, lowly Utah Jazz.
Did you watch any of that last night?
No, I didn't catch any of it.
I didn't really take much of it in. Turp was telling us Luka had a very easy on his scoring prop last night. I didn't realize he was on a minutes limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers have been playing well, even with the Mark Williams trade rescinded.
Yeah,
and for one
bad.
Night, no, that certainly paid off. You want to see Luka more at full strength. I know it was uglier on the other side in Dallas.
He did not hurt his abductor or whatever. Luka got out of the game healthy and with a big win.
No, but so look, I'm very curious to see how that goes. And while I said I'm not sure they're going to hit the ground running and I think there's going to be an adjustment period, I allow for the fact that I could be completely wrong, and two top five players in the top 10 players in the league, whatever you want to put them as, I think they have the potential to hit the ground running, and the Lakers could be, as you said, the second or third best team in the West. Like, I think that's totally in their range of outcomes.
All right, predict their finish. How far do they go?
Oh, in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Not Western. So win around and then get bounced, right? Something like that?
I think if they can, so right now they're the 4 seed, but everybody's pretty jumbled together.
Yeah.
If they get a 2 or a 3 seed, I think they go to the conference finals.
Interesting.
I think the Thunder, they're the clear-cut team right now.
Yeah, the Thunder would beat them.
Right, but if they are the 4, so right now,
if they got like Memphis, would I pick the Lakers or Memphis?
If they moved up to 3, that's what I'm saying. If they moved up to 3, they could play the Clippers in the first round and then the Grizzlies in the second.
Yeah, I would probably pick the Grizzlies there, but it's not like a landslide of a series. I'm with you on that.
Real men of grab bag.
Real men of grab bag.
Kyrie Irving replacing Anthony Davis on the All-Star roster. It's very incestuous. All these guys are very much all together on this. But
yeah.
Here you go.
Who picked the replacements? Was Nico Harrison picked the replacements there? So he's replacing
was
Anthony
the
Davis.
That kicked out for mouthing fire Nico
so,
Harrison.
Did you see this?
I did not see. You were telling me about that. I didn't see it, though.
Okay, so I think they were taking away any signs people had about Nico Harrison. There was one gentleman who was on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
They were doing like a dance cam, or they were like bouncing around the arena showing all these different people. And the guy got on there and he like played it cool for a second. And then he just, you could clearly see him mouthing, "Fire Nico."
Yeah.
And they immediately like panned the camera back and like zoomed out. And they were like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa." So yeah, they're very, very sensitive to what's going on.
Well, did you see the story that apparently like he's getting death threats? So they
I mean, that should go without saying that you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
No,
if
I know.
If you're just sitting there claiming, like, well, Bruins fans have been doing about Don Sweeney, "Fire Don Sweeney."
Yeah.
You should be allowed to verbalize that.
I would think so.
And, you know, I guess I understand the team taking away signs, I guess, but chants and things like that?
Yeah, please.
That's going to happen. You can't control it.
Grab bag.
Jones, you were right. And when you're right, I give you credit.
Thank you.
The Super Bowl...
Honestly, sometimes the hot takes,
true,
they're not just hot takes. Sometimes you're a visionary.
You predicted last week that the Super Bowl is going to be highly rated.
Yeah, I said it would do well.
And boy, was it. 126 million. They're saying it's a Super Bowl record. Most eyeballs on the Super Bowl. Not anybody was bold enough to say that, make that prediction. But yeah, it was a very well watched. It's funny because it did feel like there wasn't a ton of buzz and hype around the Super Bowl outside of, like, yeah, going for a three-peat, like, that's significant. But it just felt like part of it was a repeat matchup. I don't know if people are getting bored of the Chiefs or whatever. It didn't feel like there was a ton of excitement, but then again, lo and behold, it is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, again, I appreciate you giving me full credit for that. I'm not sure anybody else is bold enough to go there. Mm-hmm. And, well, second of all, you had bad Super Bowl, bad halftime show. It's still rated exceptionally well, which is interesting to me. And you, no joke, you know what I think boosted the number? I think the streaming number on Tubi was good. I'm not even joking. I think that's true. I think that did quite well.
All the other Super Bowls are like, hey, not fair. We didn't have Tubi then. This is the Tubi era.
Exactly.
TE. Super Bowls TE.
I knew about that.
Tubi era.
I knew about that, which is why I factored in the ratings bonanza.
It's a free app with a huge catalog. What are we doing, people? We should all be on Tubi right now.
Who is your grab bag?
And what does it do?
This is good news for Billy Lanny.
Oh?
Billy Lanny got mad a couple weeks ago. I did my top 10 movies of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, where are the comedies? Yeah, where are the comedies gone?
Why don't we make comedies anymore?
Well,
where are my country gone?
I got a comedy for you.
Okay.
It's going to be the funniest movie of the year, and it's not even going to be close.
Okay.
The movie's called Friendship. It stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. They put out a trailer today for it. I tweeted it out at Dork Podcast if you want to find it. It looks like it's going to be a 90-minute I Think You Should Leave sketch. So the premise
is...
Paul Rudd's in it.
First minute of the trailer was like the most depressing thing I've ever seen.
So it's an A24 movie. That's a production...
Who does A24?
A24, they do like a lot of weird horror movies and stuff. Okay. Like if you dig into these A24 movies, there's some weird ones. This is like Hereditary and Midsommar, like all these ones. But anyway, this one, it starts out where Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd are neighbors. Paul Rudd invites him over to, like, just hang out with some of the guys, and he goes over there, and then he really likes him, and then Paul Rudd's like, I don't think I want to be friends anymore, and then Tim Robinson, like, loses his mind.
Got it.
But it's, like, a comedy. The trailer starts out like it's a really serious movie, but it's Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd, so it's not going to be all that serious.
Okay. Which one are you going to watch first, Billy? This one, or are you going to watch Ricky Stenicki? That was Keith's last recommendation.
Watch Stenicki. Stenicki's out right now. This movie comes out in May.
I was bracing for Ricky Stenicki too. Is what I was bracing for. But okay, yeah, this sounds promising. I like Paul Rudd. I like Tim Robinson.
I can't wait for this.
Great.
This is awesome. Okay. So I'm very excited. Yeah.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
Beanpot news. BU defeated BC last night in the Italian matchup of top 10 teams in hockey, and BU victorious.
Congrats to Scott McLaughlin. I know he's very excited about that. Northeastern lost the consolation game, which I didn't really care about.
Fourth place finish for Northeastern.
Yes. By the way, I did not say Sandler. I thought it was a Sandberg production.
Sandberg. That would be Lonely Island.
Not Sandler.
Sandler would be Happy Madison Productions.
Either way, both.
Happy Gilmore 2 later this year.
Oh.
So Billy gets another comedy.
There you go. Comedies are back.
Oh, comedies are back in a big way.
It took 10 years.
Yeah.
So he can't even enjoy it now.
No, he's just enjoying it.
He's
just so negative, so glass half empty back
there. Brutal.
Yeah. We're the superheroes.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Former Red Sox closer Kenley Jansen has signed a one-year deal with the LA Angels.
Oh.
$10 million for Kenley Jansen to go in there and be a bad teammate.
How many? We'll ask this to Brad Foe on Thursday. How often does Brad Foe go to LA and interview him?
Once a month.
Yeah, at least.
He's going to be on the Baseball Isn't Boring.
Well, you got to get him and Joe Kelly.
Oh, yeah. One stop shopping. Is Joe Kelly still with the Dodgers or is he a free agent?
Brad Foe can tell us. I think he'll have that news, though.
I don't think he's currently on a team.
Oh, he's available.
Oh, well, nice.
Maybe also goes to the Angels.
Hopefully.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be a rip. Fingers crossed.
They get Pedroia and boom. The baseball is boring.
Hat trick.
Yeah, Matt Strom, too.
Grab bag.
Kellen Moore, officially the New Orleans Saints head coach. So all of the vacancies have been filled. I don't know how I feel about Kellen Moore.
You wanted Rizzy.
I wanted Rizzy.
You wanted Rizzy.
If you're
there,
landing on Kellen Moore, you might as well just keep Rizzy, right?
I mean, Kellen Moore just had a good Super Bowl, good playoff run. Like, I'm not crazy about that either, but I guess after that, I understand
Yeah.
Making him the hire. I wouldn't bank on him being successful.
No.
But I get taking a swing.
All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag. Dork Podcast was delayed scheduling for Wednesday. So we normally record Monday night. So Wednesday night, a.k.a. tomorrow night, 8:45. We will go Severance Season 2, Episode 4, followed by Super Bowl ads and trailers, which there weren't as many during the Super Bowl, but there has been a bunch of trailers since our last episode, so we can get into all that.
I'm caught up on the Severance recaps, by the way. I've been listening along on the Severance recaps, so I'll be patiently awaiting my Episode 4 recap.
This last episode was wild.
Very crazy, yes.
I was trying to get Wiggy on that. Wiggy wouldn't budge.
Wasn't
on
out?
Severance. Yeah, he's like, I tried.
Or wasn't in, rather. No, he was out on it. Yeah, no, I tried to get my wife in on it. She made it an episode and a half, and she didn't like it.
But she's in on Paradise.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah.
She didn't even tell me this.
It's funny.
She's like, hey, let's start this show. I heard about it. It's called Paradise. We watched an episode. I go, where'd you even hear about this? She's like, Greg and Keith were talking about it.
That's right.
I go, I didn't even know.
Good crossover talk.
It was.
You know, I'd never even heard of the show either. Greg and Wiggy said they were watching it, and then I watched four episodes, like, right in a row. I think the fifth one comes out tonight. Yo, Nick, are you on that? Paradise?
No, I'm pretty behind on that one. Right. And Severance. I'm all behind on everything again.
Yeah.
I caught up
and
now I'm behind again.
He's constipated on shows over here.
Grab bag.
All right, top NBA performers from last night. Five to choose from here, Jones. Nikola Jokic. Always on this list. 40 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. DeMar DeRozan, the lone mid-ranger, 42 points, 7 boards. Victor Wembanyama, who the Celtics will see tomorrow night, 31 points, 15 rebounds, 4 assists. Evan Mobley, 28 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. And Steph Curry, a throwback game for him, 38 points, 6 boards, 4 assists.
Let's go Wemby. I'm going to do some Wemby talk this week. Give me Wemby. Let's give him the player of the night.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. We are going to go with a third baseman.
Okay.
Third baseman. So obviously a righty arm, however, lefty stick.
Oh, boy.
He's got a lefty stick.
Okay.
Played for three teams in his illustrious Major League career. Twins, Blue Jays, Brewers.
Twins, Blue Jays, Brewers.
That's right.
Okay.
In that order as well.
Good to
Twins,
know.
Twins, Blue Jays, Brewers. Mm-hmm. He finished 25th in the MVP one year.
Okay.
That was with the Twins, if that helps. Twins. He cracked into the majors 1998. His last game was in 2006. He had a 26 home run season. That was his high. And in that year, he had 103 RBI.
You said 98 to 2006. That's it?
Yep.
Man.
9 years in and out.
Okay.
All he needed. 275 career average. OPS over 800. Nothing to sneeze at. Made over $26 million in his career.
I mean, this guy, he was still playing too recently. I was going to say Trevor Plouffe, not Trevor Plouffe.
Not Trevor Plouffe. It's not Trevor Plouffe. Canadian.
Okay.
Canadian player.
Jason Bay.
Jason Bay.
Other hot corner.
Nope. Yep. He's on the other hot corner.
He's on the other hot corner.
Third baseman. 26 Tater, 103 RBI. In 2001, where he got MVP votes.
Uh-huh.
Never an all-star.
Which team was that? That was Minnesota.
Most of his time spent with Minnesota, then Toronto, then Milwaukee.
I got nothing. So it's like Joe Mauer, Morneau. Who was the third baseman on those teams?
Gaetti?
Outfield? Ooh.
No, I think he might have replaced Gaetti.
Outfield was like Jock Jones. Who was the third baseman on those teams?
Yeah, like a Torrey Hunter, maybe?
Yeah, Maurer's just hitting 370 every year.
Maurer's so probably smashing the ball.
Probably knocking him in with like line singles to right field.
Don't have him catch.
Who the hell was the third baseman on that team?
He's a good player.
I guess. Good player. Okay. I'm going to look.
Text line has it.
Text line's got it. What about Twitch?
Twitch says John Jaha. That's not right.
It's not I love John Jaha, but no, it's not him.
Oh, Corey Koski.
He got it.
The Red Sox win. Corey Koski.
Corey Koski.
He knew when he was done.
He's nice little place. That's it.
9 years, I'm in, I'm out.
Retired 33.
Nice.
$26 million in the bank.
Good get. If the Twitch chat had it,
our chat is
minimized right now. Yeah, so a stray commercial in there right now.
I don't see it in there.
Okay. I believe the text line gets the win there. Corey Koski. Hang on. Arcan usually is pretty good at this game.
Yep.
No text from Christian Arcan.